I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. James wrote in James chapter 4, verse 8, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." J.B. Phillips wrote it this way, "Be humble, then, before God, but resist the devil, and you'll find he'll run away from you. Come close to God, and He will come close to you. Realize that you have sinned and get your hands clean again. Realize that you have been disloyal and get your hearts made true once more. As you come close to God, you should be deeply sorry. You should be grieved. You should even be in tears. Your laughter will have to become mourning. Your high spirits will have to become heartfelt dejection. You will have to feel very small on the sight of God before He will set you on your feet once more." James 4, verses 7 through 10. What do you do when you want to get close with someone? To be so close to God in a way that you feel His breath, you hear His voice speak to you, you are aware of His presence, He is with you. This is intimacy. A close, familiar, and usually affectionate or loving personal relationship with another person or group. James, the brother of Jesus, in his epistle to the Jerusalem believers, invites them to draw near to God. God will not turn you away if you earnestly seek Him. King David in the Old Testament, 1 Chronicles 28:9, told his son Solomon to seek the Lord. He said, "And you, Solomon, my son, know the God of your father and serve Him with a whole heart and with a willing mind, for the Lord searches all hearts and understands every plan and thought. If you seek Him, He will be found by you. But if you forsake Him, He will cast you off forever." So we must not be afraid when we want to get close to God. He will be found by you. Going back to our verse in James, we are to come into God's presence humbly and honestly, with clean hands and a pure heart. How does one do that? By humbly acknowledging our sin, confessing our sin before God, and asking His forgiveness. We are repenting and turning away from our sin and turning to God. Christ's blood that was shed on the cross paid the price for our sin and brings cleansing and forgiveness. Our part is to humbly pray and ask God to forgive us. His promise is that He will cleanse us from all unrighteousness, 1 John 1:9. And when I come into God's presence, forgiven, cleansed with a pure heart, I am ready to receive God's love and instruction. I am ready to be strengthened in my spirit and allow His Spirit to change me, shape me, and use me for His glory. J.B. Phillips puts an emphasis on the confession of our sin before God. We are to feel remorse, feel the weight of grieving God for the wrong we have done, feel deeply sorrowful and heart dejected. Why? Because sin hurts. It hurts God. It hurts others. And it hurts us. To get right with God is not just a passing word, a quick, "I'm sorry, I'll never do it again," statement to get out of a spanking. Confession is much more. It is understanding the consequences of our sin and agreeing with God's assessment of it. It is acknowledging the work of Christ on the cross and being really, really thankful. It is reflecting and repenting and recommitting oneself to follow God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Intimacy with God begins when I seek Him first. I am not afraid to draw near. As I do, I confess my sins, asking forgiveness and cleansing, thanking Him for His forgiveness, thanking Him for standing me up again and making me right with Him, so that I can receive all the goodness of God poured out upon my soul and be continually changed into the likeness of Jesus. Do you desire to be near God? Then draw near. Do you have any unconfessed sin in your life? Then tell Him. He will be found by you as you seek Him. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.